From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Erin Craig. She's appearing as Reno in Cornstalk Theater's production, Anything Goes. The show opens tonight and continues through the 20th. Erin, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me here.
Well, let's start off by talking a little bit about your character. Reno Sweeney is a former evangelist who's now become a nightclub singer. And traditionally, Reno has the big sort of show-stopping number at the end of Act One. And what is it about this character that drew you to this part? Wait, was this the part you wanted?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think one of the things that I love is she has a lot of the great songs in the show. She has the big belt songs. There's some beautiful music because it's Cole Porter. I Get a Kick Out of You is kind of a pretty song that she sings. But the rest of the songs, like you said, at the end of Act One, we do Anything Goes, which is just a showstopper. People are going to go out during intermission just singing and dancing, and I think some people will try some of the tap dancing out in the courtyard while they're enjoying their popcorn. But it's a great belt number. There's another one that I wasn't as familiar with. It's Blow Gabriel Blow, which is kind of going back to her evangelizing days where they're trying to save the gangster and reform him, and it's kind of a gospel-y sort of revival type song. That's just a lot of fun to sing. It's a lot of air and a lot of energy, but it's a lot of fun to sing. So I think that's really what drew me most to the character.
Well, and you sort of alluded to this, but one of the things that I remember from this show is that it's sort of this nonstop wall of great Cole Porter music. So you were talking about Anything Goes, but It's the Lovely comes from this mm-hmm. show all through the night. You can go through the song list and it's almost a greatest hits compilation from the Cole Porter repertoire, at least.
Oh, absolutely. People are going to recognize almost every song in the show. Like you said, De Lovely and All Through the Night, Anything Goes. I Get a Kick Out of You is another song that's really popular that people will know. And there's another fun song in it called Be Like the Bluebird, which is one you probably won't know, but it's kind of a comical song that one of the gangsters sings. And so there's just a lot of fun, different kind of music in there. It's not all, you know, show-stopping tap music. Some of it is beautiful, lyrical love songs and things like that. So that's a lot of fun.
Talk about some of the challenges for Reno, because I can imagine it's one thing to learn the music, but to learn the music and the choreography is a challenge.
It is. It really is. And I saw a sign once for an audition where they listed singers, dancers, and singers that move. I'm a singer that moves. Well, there's a lot of moving in this. I'd taken some tap from Erica Franken, who is our choreographer, but there is a lot of tap. Thankfully, she kind of split it. So there's some advanced tappers that do some advanced moves. And then for those of us that are more average beginner tappers, she kind of watered it down a little bit for us. But it's hard to tell because we're all on stage at the same time. I think I have 4 dances in the show and learning the songs and then learning the lines. But the most difficult part with Cornstalk, if you've ever been involved in a Cornstalk show, and I know, Nathan, you've been involved in them before, you don't always enter and exit in the same place. There's 4 different ramps on the stage that you can enter in. So you have to remember, okay, am I on ramp 2 this time? Am I on ramp 3? And then we actually have entrances on the main stage, what we call the trim area, onto the boat, which is 2 tiers. So you might be upstairs coming in the door, you might be downstairs coming in the door. So there's 6 different places you can come on stage that you have to remember.
The other thing that is going to make a show like this a real challenge is that, of course, you do 9 consecutive nights mm-hmm. outdoors in the middle of the summer. So I can imagine after a particularly long dance number, you sort of roll off stage and you barely have time to wipe the sweat off and get your head together before you're back on.
Exactly. Thankfully, one of the biggest ones, Anything Goes, is right before intermission. So we all get a chance to go backstage, get a little oxygen, get some water. Most of us have costume changes, so we get to cool off a little bit. It's hard getting a costume on and off when you're all sweaty and gross and you've just been doing a dance number. So that can be a challenge sometimes.
Speaking of that, I gather that the whole cast has been having a lot of extra tap rehearsals, a lot of Saturday mornings.
There's only one Saturday that we've had off since we started rehearsals. We've actually been going 6 days a week pretty much since the beginning. So typically Friday and Saturdays we have been doing dance rehearsals, and then we kind of mix it in when they had smaller numbers. We might come on a Tuesday night with just 2 of us that were dancing or that kind. But yes, it's definitely a dance heavy show.
I'd read that some actors have as many as 10 costume changes. You have, what, 6 or 7. Do you have extra volunteers back there pulling you in, pulling you off of the outfits to make sure you're back on cue?
We do, actually. We have our costumer, who's Lisa Chamberlain, who actually stays in the costume room because there are times when somebody will come back and say, I lost a button or I ripped my pants. That happens a lot in theater shows. Somebody does a big split or a kick or something, and it's happened.
And anything goes.
And anything goes. You just keep dancing until you get off stage, and then Lisa sews you back in your pants. I do have one quick change where I'm actually off on the side of the stage. I don't even get to go back into the dressing room. And one of the other girls who's not on stage at that time is standing on the side of the stage holding my dress open so that I can take my other dress off and just step into that one. And then she zips me into it before I have to go on stage.
One of the things that I love about Anything Goes is that it's like a lot of great 1930s musicals. There are three or four plots all running simultaneously. So there's the story between the two young lovers. There's the boy meets girl story. There's a gangster who shows up and he's got his story. And of course, your character, Reno, has her own sort of romantic story.
Right.
And that's very characteristic of a lot of these 1930s musicals. Does it ever kind of get hard to keep track of where all the pieces are and where we are in the story?
You know, it was hard in the beginning because typically when you are practicing a show, you don't do it in order. So we don't start blocking act one, scene one, and then act two, scene two. It's just kind of whatever order the director wants to work on it. Usually you work the most difficult scenes first and then you go to the smaller scenes. And I was thinking last week when we started to run the show in order, I would have to look at my script because I'd think, wait, where does this go? When does this happen? Now I sing to him. Okay. And then, and I think a lot of people find that it's like, oh, well, that makes sense now because we're running it in order that, you know, the gangster doesn't get in jail until this section instead of the very beginning, which, you know, was the way that we were rehearsing it. So it does kind of get jumbled up in your head until you start running it the right way. But there are, like you said, there's kind of three different plots going on in the show, and keeping up with them, it's not going to be difficult for the audience by any means. But for us, when we're not doing them in order, it can be difficult.
Well, and this is a show that primarily or entirely is set on a boat, and the Cornstalk Tent, it's an interesting performance space because it's in the round and there are the two levels. Does that create any technical challenges for you?
A little bit. Like you said, it all takes part on the boat. And really the only, I think, specific sections, kind of in the beginning, they're doing a scene in Moonface, who is the gangster. They're doing a scene in his room, his cabin, and then they're doing another scene in Elijah Whitney, who is the boss of the young guy who's falling in love, in his cabin. And they kind of go back and forth between the two cabins. So that's kind of a little difficult. We sort of set it with lighting and with staging kind of at two different sides of the trim. But for the most part, the other sections, they're kind of nondescript. They're on a deck or they're in a bar, that kind of thing. So you can just use the whole stage area for that bar, which helps. But if you're trying to do two things at once, it can be kind of difficult.
In seeing pictures of the set, I thought it was particularly impressive. Anything particularly impressive to you about this gigantic set?
It is amazing. It is two stories. And we use all levels of the set, which is really, really neat. We talk about going into the bar and going out of the bar. And actually, what's kind of neat, I guess I'm giving away a secret, but when we go back into the bar, that's actually where the orchestra is. So they're hiding behind the massive, we say hello to the trombones as we go, you know, go back and forth. But we use all levels and we use them at different times. So I may be up on the second level while Billy is down below me. And it's kind of like I'm on a balcony talking to him below me on the deck. And it just gives that whole feel of being on a ship. They've got portholes in there and they've got railings and the lighting that Megan Lark has done, especially at the beginning, you can kind of feel the waves with the way that she's used the lighting and things like that on the boat. So you almost feel like you're part of the ship, which
is
neat.
I almost got the impression that one of the stars of the show is the set.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes. And Chris Franken was the one who actually built it. And he had a whole crew of different people, spouses of those in the show and others that have come out. They have done not only work in the tent, but also at Chris Franken's house. They were actually built the two massive staircases at his house and then trailered them over to the tent because the last show finished a week before our Tech Sunday. So they only had a week to get the whole set built and over to the tent. It's amazing.
Now, this is a show that never goes away. I've seen, productions of it in college and high school. I've seen community production before. it seems like every few years somebody wants to put this back up. I love it because I love the music and the tap elements of it. But what do you think makes this show work and keeps it one of those things that's always in the repertoire?
Well, I think certainly the, like you said, the music and the dancing. I think the comedy in it is timeless. Even though it's set, you know, and it was originally done, I think it was 1934, it's not dated. The jokes that they have in the show are not dated. And so I think that's where people can kind of, you know, connect to it. It's got some slapstick in it. So I think that's what people like. You know, the gangsters, it's kind of fun. And of course, just the general story of kind of the love triangle that goes on. I think people can always relate to that. But it's just very lighthearted, too. It's not complex or difficult to understand.
Aaron Craig is playing Reno Sweeney in Anything Goes at Cornstalk Theater. Performances begin tonight and continue through next Saturday. Aaron, break a leg.
Thank you so much.
And Nathan, Randy Carlson ceramics are featured this month at Picture This Gallery in Peoria Heights. On display, you'll see 60 pieces of Randy's beautiful functional art, including a dozen earth-colored teapots that are just beautiful. Stop on by.
And the Peoria Park District is presenting the first annual music festival called Bluegrass in the Valley at Camp Wakanda in Chillicothe. Events start at 6 o'clock tonight. They continue all day tomorrow, and the entire event wraps up with a gospel jam on Sunday morning. So food, activities, and, of course, an entire weekend of music at Camp Wakanda.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
And you can find out more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit us on the website at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.